Why have you chosen A Midsummer Night's Dream to come to?
Well, basically it's because I'm doing it at school and I'd like to learn more about it.
Oh, okay. So have you not seen it before?
I haven't really seen it before, but I've kind of known little bits of it.
Okay, what do you expect from it?
Well, I'd expect it's going to be fun, obviously, and I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Which bits are you looking forward to seeing the most?
I'm looking forward to seeing the magical bits of it.
Okay.
Exciting bits, probably.
Is it a play you really like?
Yeah, I've heard of it quite a lot, and my friends say it's very good, so...
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and do you think it's sort of important when you're studying a play to come and see it as well?
I think it is, because then you get to know more about it and you can actually understand what's going on if you don't really know what's going on, really.
And is Mum excited as well?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've only ever really been to see two Shakespeare plays in my life, and this is the third one. And this, obviously, is much lighter because I've seen Romeo and Juliet, and I've seen one of the Henry V, isn't it? So it was the fact that it was at the university and it was in a tent and it was a different kind of production, because we've been to the Royal Shakespeare Theatre before, so we just thought it would be very different to come and see it with different actors in a different setting completely.
Okay. And are you sort of feeling that anything's sort of added to tonight by the fact that it's outside?
Yeah, absolutely. The atmosphere is really nice, and we were hoping to go. We live near Lichfield, which is near Birmingham, and we were hoping to go and see the Shakespeare in the Park that they were doing, but we've been away. So the fact that it was something that was different and it was in the open air, yeah, definitely added to the attraction of it.
Okay, and are you excited by the tent?
Yeah, it looks actually really good. From a distance, it looks brilliant.